Hey, good morning. Well, good afternoon already. Hey team, Jason here, just checking in for the quick Facebook Live. I know I missed our 8 o'clock appointment this morning. Usually we do the coffee and a chat today, but in Sydney, traveling for the first time in over 12 months, quite an interesting experience, and just wanted to check in with you guys, just to touch base on our usual coffee morning chat. A few people are jumping on, so good to see everyone jumping on there. But usually we do this at 8 o'clock, gang. For those joining me for the first time, Jason Witten, my name. Been property investing over 20 years and coaching property investors over 18. Morning, Alison. A little bit late this morning, but usually we get together with the crew at about 8 a.m. and just check in on the world of property, you know, investing in general. Hey, morning, James. It is happy Monday. So just wanted to say my check-in today with our coffee and a chat today. No coffee. It's probably afternoon time. It's probably beer time or wine time. Just wanted to say, are you on track? Are you doing any planning? And if you look behind me, I'm down here in Sydney today with a crew, a bunch of people who are planning their year in advance, planning their next 10 years in advance, and planning to, you know, create something pretty special. But for you, in your property portfolio, are you on track? When do you sit down and get a chance to do some planning and make sure and check in that you are on track with your investing? When do you get a chance to sit down and see if you're on track with your, financials, your wealth? Do you do that? When do you do it? Myself and my wife, Shay, we sit down every year, at the beginning of every year, and plan out the whole year, the purchases we're going to do, the trips that we want to go on, major financial decisions. We plan them out at the start of the year, and we go about getting those things, go about achieving those things. This year, hey Shaquille, this year we sat down at the beginning of this year, which was a new decade for Shay and I. We set a new 10-year plan for our wealth, our businesses, our professional businesses, our personal wealth, you know, what that next 10 years might look like. So my question to you today is, when do you sit down and have a look at your personal wealth, and how far in advance do you plan that out, team? Just a quick one to drop by and say, I hadn't forgotten you. Well, I did forget you right at the start of the day, so I thought I'd catch it at the middle of the day. Tomorrow we'll be back on for the coffee and a chat at 8 a.m. Queensland time, 9 a.m. everywhere else. But my question to you is, have you sat down and purposefully planned out the year? How many properties are you going to buy? Maybe you need to reset some finance, because property investing's almost mechanical in its activity. It's time to buy. You can get access to the money. You're still in acquisitions. Let's buy one. Are there things that you want to do? You want to go on a holiday? Those things as well. Plan that out for the whole year. That's my encouragement. My question to you is, are you planning? Are you planning far enough in advance about the things that you want to do? Because if you're not, then you need to. And if you need some help with that sort of planning, that's where coaching and mentoring comes in. And that's where myself and my team at Positive have been coaching and mentoring people around Australia and New Zealand for over 18 years. We've been in business at Positive, coaching property investors to build their property portfolios, manage their wealth effectively so I can get them the things that they want. Often time and experiences, you know, many of those things cost money. Let's go after it in property investing in the right way. Plan your life out, plan your investments out, plan your strategy out, away we go. All right, gang, that's it. Quick touch base. Tomorrow we'll have a little bit more meat on the bone for our coffee and a chat. Join me again tomorrow for around about 8 o'clock. Hope you're all well. It is Monday, Monday, first of the month, financial date night. I like that one, Alison. Check in on your 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, 10 year plans. That's awesome. That's the way to roll, because if you have it on the radar, if you're checking in, are you on track? You don't want to leave it years and years and realize you're off track. You want to check in regularly as you go along. So, gang, there's my little shout out today. Good job, Alison, leading the way as always. And good to see all of you on today. But join me tomorrow, 8 o'clock. Not the same time as now, but 8 o'clock tomorrow, 8 a.m. it will be. And I will have a coffee and we'll have another chat. All right, gang. Have a good one and see you then. Bye-bye.